Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Pennelli.
Everyone all set?
Cocked.
Locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. Broadcasting from 2 hours. 2 hours from the Missouri Ozark Mountains. We're delighted you're here. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. And if you'd like to call in, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. We're going to be talking about homeschooling today. Homeschooling. Mass Engineering, the broadcast. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning. You didn't call me this morning. I know. I got up late, too. I ended up doing radio last night, and then I had this morning at 6 o'clock this morning, I had a local radio talking about the event I'm doing in Ashland tonight. Grace Thorne is here with us, by the way.
Well, that's great. It's always great to spend time with Grace Thorne. Rick, tell us about... Hey, Grace.
Morning, Vincent.
Good morning.
She's reticent. Everybody's just waking up here.
Well, it's pretty early.
Good morning.
Hey, Rick, tell us about the event that you're going to be doing.
Well, at 7 o'clock at Hidden Springs in Ashland, Oregon, I'm going to be speaking about geoengineering and then taking questions. And it's an activist group that has just formed in Ashland, and they're using me to kick it off and get their group going. They're going to be bringing Dane Wigington in next week and a bunch of other speakers. I'm probably the second one. I think they had something before me, but this one looks like it's going to be extremely well attended. The place only holds about 100 people, and right now they're expecting between 300 and 400 people. I have no idea how that's going to work. I've been on local news in the newspapers. They're billing me as the man of, you know, that I've got some answers. I don't. That's the creepy part. If I don't understand what's really going on and I don't have a solution, what does that mean? It's kind of scary, Vincent. You know, you always, whenever you know something's wrong or, you know, something needs addressing, the solution is in the problem. Right now, I don't know what the problem is, really. And so I have a lot of concerns, and I'm going to be voicing some of them.
Rick, I probably shouldn't say this, but I was talking to a Vietnam veteran, and I asked him, based on your experience, what do you think we can do to fix this country? You know, is it the local level? Is it the national level? Is it protests? Is it, you know, boycotts? What do we do?
You know, I'm going to be doing radio with John Wells, John B. Wells, at Caravan to Midnight on the 30th. And this particular one is a one-hour show on my background in agriculture. And what we're going to talk about is lifeboats, sustainable lifeboats. And we start them in 2015, and we have them in and locked down by 2020 when the real S hits that fan and the merit. I don't have a clue where we're going with all of this, but what I'm doing is setting up small rural communities with large investors. And I'll send you what do they call an executive summary of what I'll be doing, and you can post that. It is basically the USS America is taking on water, and whether or not it's going to sink or not, nobody knows. And with that said, it's time to man the lifeboats. And that's what I'm going to be talking about is how do we do that in terms of food, water, heat, power, entertainment. There's seven categories I'm going to be talking about. And I don't have the answers, but right now we're going to start with water and food. Because if the grid does collapse, where are you going to get your coffee? Where are you going to get your sugar? There needs to be some kind of infrastructure that allows, you know, like growing robust stevia is a very simple crop and is a sugar substitute. If the grid goes down, you can well assure that Cuba and Hawaii are no longer going to be exporting sugar. How's that work with our diets and our need to wake up in the morning with herbal coffee or something equivalent? Post them.
Rick, you're absolutely right, and for a lot of people, just the absence of sugar or the absence of coffee would be a crisis. I mean, it really is.
I mean, there it is. It's almost like a religious experience.
Yeah. Well, Rick, so I was talking to this Vietnam veteran, and I asked him what he thought the solution was. Rick, his solution is, he said, well, you know, get a bunch of us guys, and we'll go to Washington, and we'll bring back some heads on a stick. That was his solution. That
I think that what you're doing with your farm and the relationship that you have with your neighbors is going to be what saves your life.
Well, it'll save a few lives, that's for sure. But the problem, Rick, the problem is pervasive. I know a number of people who live in cities who listen to this broadcast, who come to the meetups, who come to the expo, who still are not preparing the way they need to. I mean, I can't understand it. I can't. If you look at the price of beef, we said 2 years ago that there would be a shock in beef prices. We said that right here. Because why? Because we looked down. We said there's a drought. Farmers are selling their cows at fire sale prices because they can't feed them. And when those cows go to slaughter, there's going to be a glut on the market, and the consumer will benefit. And then when the farmers go to replace those cows to rebuild their herd, they're going to cost more because there's going to be a shortage. And then it was a ripple effect. It happened twice. And now we are at record high prices, never been higher for beef. Ever, well over $4 a pound for ground beef. It's an absolute record, like $4.20. So cows are selling, Rick, cows are selling for over $3 a pound in the livestock markets right now.
You know, it's time for a lifestyle change, and that would include your diet. It is time to rethink everything. And that's going to be primary message. This is a new activist group in Ashland, and what I'm trying to do is just, you know, get them started in directions. And really, it's like nuclear energy. Turn the switch off. Basically, we're trying now to get whistleblowers that are actual pilots. We have a couple already that have come forward. Most of this is a United Nations project. That means they have hijacked our atmosphere. And that we have no rights as Americans to say anything or do anything because it's not America doing the primary. The military can be addressed. We can, you know, change things with our vote in that regard. But when you deal with transnational corporations in the United Nations, that is why one of the congressmen came out and said there is absolutely nothing we can do about it. We can talk about it. We can question. But whom is accountable? There is no oversight. There is no due diligence. And the public, American public, like myself, is basically kept in the dark and have no rights in this regard.
Rick, now mainstream media is absolutely admitting that man has modified the weather. It's what many of us here on the alternative message have been saying, you know, the truth type radio. We've been saying this, and now mainstream media is saying that, you know, we have modified the weather. Rick, so how do we come see you at your event? When is it?
Well, it's in Ashland, Oregon, at Hidden Springs, which is a retreat for Satsangi. I'm a Satsangi. We decided to hold it there. The place itself will only hold about 120 people. Right now, we're expecting almost three times that.
So I don't know
what's going to happen. Just stay tuned. I have my PowerPoint. I have my little rep. Mostly what I'm going to do is not so much talk as I'm going to respond to questions and try to address concerns. Everybody is concerned because, you know, just the aesthetics has ruined everything. And the last several years that I came over to visit with you, I'd be sitting out in the early morning having coffee when there they were, and then the weather started changing. And California is the worst drought in 1,200 years. And oh, by the way, radiation levels are up everywhere across the United States with the Nuclear Emergency Tracking Center. So we have our hands full in terms of becoming more activists. For myself, I'm going to march to the sea for my own salt, and I'm going to start setting up an infrastructure for my water and food, because if I do not, by 2020, those that do not have that kind of infrastructure together by the 2020 basically are going to be in a world of hurt. It'll be just like in the movies.
Rick, you're talking about activism, right?
Being active with yourself. You know, you don't have to go out and cause civil disobedience and things like that. But what you can do is begin to understand, you know, you have 3 days of water on hand and a game plan for the first day of how you start replacing your water. And if you don't have that together now, by next year, there is a high likelihood you're already into FEMA camps needing water. That's going to be how it plays.
Rick, one of the things that I was talking to one of our instructors about was activism and teaching it right here at USAPrepares.com. Teaching activism, how to do it, how to be effective, and how to be successful. So we're going to do it. Activism. When we come back, we're going to talk with Missy. Missy is our homeschool instructor. She's a homeschool mother. Her sons are with us. Mason, he's 9, he's in 4th grade, and Matthew, 11, in 5th grade. We're going to teach homeschool science right here, right now.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4 herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're teaching homeschooling today. And we have with us Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And we have Missy, our homeschool instructor and homeschool mother. Also, we have Mason. He's our 9-year-old student in fourth grade. And we have Matthew, our 11-year-old, fifth grade homeschool student. Welcome, Missy. Do we have Missy?
Uh-oh.
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 Hey, Missy.
Hi.
There you are.
Hey, how are you?
I am good. How are you today?
We are fine, and we're delighted to have you and your two sons with
Thank
us
you.
On the broadcast. And so, Missy, you've got some experience as a homeschool mother and instructor. You've got
yes.
some thoughts that you want to share with us, don't you?
Okay. Well, I was listening to your show last week, and you were talking about computers and YouTube and how you had the YouTube set up so you could watch it on your big TV. And I was uh-huh. nodding my head because we have a similar setup here. And I also really do enjoy YouTube because with our history and our science curriculums, we can expand on that and go onto YouTube and find different videos. A lot of times videos that people have made about the subject, and Legos is becoming really popular now, so we've actually had a couple of history videos where people do the Lego videos, and the boys just love those. And, you know, there's some questionable videos, too, but on the whole, YouTube is really great. But, of course, with computers, there's always a good and a bad to entering that into your home. And the good side is, like I said, you can get more information on things. But the bad side I see is that some parents, they use the computer as the full educator for their child, where they'll just sit the child in front of the computer and they'll do all their lessons through there, and then that's it. And I have a problem with that, because homeschooling and education is, you're supposed to have that relationship with your child. It's the attitude first and the relationship, and then last is teaching. You can use that as ART, A-R-T, attitude, relationship, and then teaching. And so if you just do it solely through the computer, you're missing the first two aspects. And I just don't think that's a really good thing to do. So,
Missy, I'd like to comment on that.
Yeah.
Back when I was a computer, consultant back in the 1990s, the school systems were very interested in a product called manufactured by a company called the Computer Curriculum Corporation, or CCC for short. And they subsequently they changed their name to Success Maker. And what this was remediation software. So a student would sit in front of a computer. So the entire class would go into a computer lab. And let's say we start at second grade or third grade or fourth grade. Sit in front of a computer. And the computer software would ask certain questions. And based on the answers, multiple choice answers to those questions, the students would then be put in a rank or a grade. And they would then subsequently get remediation based on what they didn't get right. And it would help them accelerate what they did learn at their own level. Now, the initial thoughts were that that was a really great idea, because it would teach the students at their level rather than the student next to them's level. So it was interesting how that would work from that perspective. But the bad side of that was that the computers were teaching the students and not the teachers. So then what we had was we had a bunch of guys writing software from some company who would determine what the students would learn. Right? Rather than the individual school system or school district determining what was important for the school to teach and for the students to learn. And then that evolved into Washington, D.C., where we have the Department of Education having No Child Left Behind, and they're telling us what the students need to know. So education has become separated from the teachers, and the teachers then were slowly moved from the point where they were teaching the students to where they became lab monitors, where they monitored the students, making sure they sat down, making sure they started, making sure they clicked their mice, and making sure they were watching the screens. So we moved from teaching to lab monitoring. And then students didn't talk to each other as much. And so we took the social aspect out of the classroom. In some degree. So I'm with you. I'm absolutely with you. We'll be right back.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take longevity beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. And, Missy, Mason, and Matthew are with us. Missy, you were talking about computers. I know you've got some more thoughts on computers and their use for education.
I I do. Just like you mentioned on the computer program, and you mentioned multiple choice. And that, it took me a while to figure out with my children when I was teaching them the times tables. I would have them go on to computer games, and they have all kinds of neat math games out there. But most of them, it was multiple choice for the children to choose. And then when I would have them do the flashcards, I thought they would be better at the flashcards because then they really have to think of the answer. That's not multiple choice. And they weren't really getting it until I stopped the multiple choice games and just did the flashcards. And then they started really getting it. And so the multiple choice, I really, for me, have a hard time with that because then they're already given the correct answer in all those answers. So all they have to do is process of elimination and figure it out instead of really knowing what the answer is. And then my other issue is with handwriting, too. Oh, sorry.
You bring up a really good point, and that is with multiple choice, how do you learn how to estimate? And I have learned that children today do not have skills in estimation that we had when we were younger. And I'm speaking for Dr. Richard Allen Miller, me, and you. If you ask a young person, how far is it from here to there? It's tough for them to say, even if it's a block away. If you say, well, how much liquid is that in that jar? I don't know. They do not have the skills for estimation. Length, width, depth, volume, weight. Yep. Don't you see that in young people that you see in your life, Missy?
Oh, definitely. The mental math is just almost non-existent. I mean, my son, they use calculators in school as young as first grade. And for me, you don't need a calculator that young. And it just takes away that whole mental math aspect of, you know, really using your brain to figure out the answers. They're getting much better at mental math now since they don't have calculators. But, yeah, the children now, they just don't have that capability because they're not using that part of their brain.
You mentioned writing.
Handwriting, yes. I belong to a lot of different Yahoo groups and, you know, different parents giving ideas, and when your child has bad handwriting, the answer always is, we'll just teach them to type, and then you'll
That's
be fine.
Ridiculous.
And then
That's
the
ridiculous.
Parents are also happy because their child is writing now and everything, and, you know, they're writing stories and that sort of thing because they got over the hurdle of handwriting. Well, basically, they didn't have to learn how to handwrite. And there is an interaction between you actually writing with the pencil and your brain. There is a connection there. And so if you don't teach your child how to handwrite and write correctly, they're going to miss that. And then what happens when the communication does go down and the grid goes down and there's no power? How are you going to write if you don't have legible handwriting? So just that also aspect, you know, they're not teaching handwriting in school. They're not teaching cursive at all in school anymore, at least around here. And that also is a, you know, big developmental thing, learning cursive handwriting, too. So that's also missing.
Missy, I have a couple cases of notebooks that one of our children bought when they were on sale, and I have them in the studio. And they're 70 pages for each spiral-bound college-type notebook, you know, like single-subject notebook. And I have those always in front of me as I do the broadcast. And I write my notes as to what, you know, when we go into a break, things I'd like to mention, things that I'd like to remind myself of. So I am writing. I'm not typing. I'm writing. I'm literally using pens and paper or pencil and, you know, and paper, which are these notebooks. And I think it's a skill that if we don't continue to use, we will lose it. I totally agree with you. And that's the estimation. That is the handwriting. That's the mental math. It's all part of the learning experience. And really, if we don't do it, I believe we will lose it.
Oh, definitely. If you don't do something, you lose it. Most definitely. And that's with the computers taking over, like you said before, how the computers are basically taking the place of the teacher. Well, the children are growing up now getting used to that, and then non-interaction between their peers. They're interacting with the computer, and so they're not going to really crave that, you know, human interaction anymore. They're so used to the computers. And I love that video that Rick mentioned, Humans Need Not Apply. We watched that as soon as we heard that, and it was just so right on. I remember we went to a field trip, and we were in a horse-drawn carriage, and a couple of the kids, their eyes just got really big, and the horses, they smell, they said. And I go, yeah, they do. But they were so shocked by that, and it's because, you know, I think we weren't raised around horses. We're raised around cars for our transportation. You know, 100 years ago, I don't think the children would be saying that. They would just be used to it. You know, so, and then the barista and how you can go and order your coffee with a computer doing your coffee and not a human. Well, imagine, you know, 30 years from now, if that really does become mainstream, then all the kids growing up are used to that. And then if a coffee shop opens with a person in it selling coffee, they would go, whoa, there's a person selling coffee. And that would be weird to them. So it's just what you're raised with and what you're used to. So we really have to be careful in what we expose our children to.
I have a receipt in front of me, a photocopy of a receipt. We happen to have one of our students who's a neighbor of ours, and he was listening to USA Prepares, and then he found out right down the road from him is the origin of USA Prepares, and he stops over at the farm every once in a while, and he stopped over about a week ago, and he brought this receipt, and he said, look at this. Got this at Lebanon, Missouri, at the Walmart, the Chinese factory outlet, and it has several single containers of soda. I guess those would be 2-liter bottles of soda, a few of those. And he has some great value sliced cheese. And then he has some horseradish. And then he has a couple loaves of bread, a small amount of salami, chicken leg quarters, small amount of them, and something that says a whole fryer. Like I guess that'd be a whole chicken fryer. And the bill was $99.37. And he said to the cashier, whoa. No way. And then they looked at the receipt, and it says, whole fryer, $59.63. Here's what happened. That information about the, you know, the barcode was entered wrong. $59.63 for a chicken. But we were led to believe that if the computer says it, it's correct. Mm-hmm. It's right. You know, how could the computer make a mistake, right? Well, it's the people who are entering the computer information, and it's the people who did not notice that those few items that he had purchased on the conveyor belt should not have added up to $100. And that's where the estimation comes in. Something is wrong with, you know, look at what we bought, look at the price, something is wrong, and you should be able to estimate that instantly. But the cashier didn't. Okay? So We have a problem in the educational system in the United States, and that's just one small example of it. So, Missy, all I'm trying to say is I'm trying to put an exclamation point on what you're saying. You're 100% right. Rick, what do you think?
Well, I agree completely. There is a need. I don't like the word reform, but we need a change in our educational structuring. The idea of Common Core was a good idea. It's not working. And that's that. And what's happening now is dumbing down of America. Why are the kids not learning Latin in second grade? Why are they not learning, you know, math, prepping them for college? Because there's no interest in scholarship anymore. They took Baghdad, which at one time was the world's premier for the arts and society, and it's bombed into senselessness now. Prague is another place that used to be considered the center of European culture, and the whole thing is dumbing down men. There was a change in technology. There was in the 80s. It all started in the 80s. There was no interest or intent for improving man's quality of life in terms of technology. We were all oriented toward application. commodity. So much in, so much out. It's there's a need to change things.
Rick, let's go through this little scenario. Let's say we want to have some labor, and we want to pay the least amount for labor, and let's say we get some slaves. But, you know, we've got these slaves, but we got to give them something besides just, you know, room and board, right? You know, we work them from morning till night, and, you know, we got to give them some sense of worth. So what we do is we pay them. But we don't teach them how to add, subtract, multiply, or divide, or read, nor write. So when it comes time for the weekly payment, the paymaster looks down on the piece of paper and says, okay. Let's see, you've worked from morning to night. Let's see, that would be 4 hours, okay? And we're going to pay you a dollar an hour, okay? Okay, and here's your $1.50. We're all set. Now, if you don't know how to read, write, estimate, add, subtract, multiply, and divide, you might accept that $1.50 for 12 hours of work per day. That's
well, it's like being indentured. You know, I work, and I owe my soul to the company store.
Right.
That's what's going on right now. And what that really means is that you have taken your eye off the ball in terms of what's important. What's important doesn't cost anything. That's your children and family and that love.
When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the education process with Missy, our homeschool instructor and homeschool mother, and then Mason and Matt will ask their science questions. And you won't believe what they are. You're going to want to know the answers. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society.
Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class
is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, Missy and Rick, I've done some shopping over the last couple of months, and I find out that when I go to the internet, the things that I searched for are popping up on sale. As advertisements to remind me that, you know, I was looking at those and maybe I should buy them right now. Well, there's a Staples advertisement. The stationery and office products company has a sale, or it appears to be a sale, and multi-use copy paper. I'm talking about printer paper, that photocopier paper, 8.5 by 11 paper is on sale now for $46.99 a case. But it's 4,000 sheets in a case. That's not a case. A case is 5,000 sheets. So there's typically 10 reams in a case. This box on sale has 8 reams. The reason I'm mentioning this is this is not a commercial for Staples. It certainly is not. What I'm saying is, if you learned how to estimate, you'd say, wait, something's wrong. Something's really wrong. It used to be 10 reams in a case. This is 20% smaller. And it's more expensive. So it's a double whammy that you're going to experience when you go to pay for it with inflation. You are getting 20% less, and it's costing more. Now, when I go to the store, I combine all the shopping into one trip whenever possible. So food, clothing, farm supplies, repair parts, all the items that we need here at the farm, I'll try to combine into one trip. Okay? And that might be once a week. If it's really frequent, it would be once a week. Typically, it's more like once a month. Now, I write a list before I go. Mrs. Fennelly has a list. I have a list. And, you know, we combine the list, and then we figure out, okay, what's the first stop, second stop, third stop, fourth stop, fifth stop? What makes the most sense rather than zigzag all over town? We try to make the trip the shortest in miles. We try to make sure that we get everything on the list. And I'm trying to figure out how I would do that if I didn't know how to write things down, if I couldn't write. Would I type them into my phone? Is that what I do? Or would I just go to the store or go to town and say, I better call somebody to figure out why I'm here. What was I supposed to get? I mean, Missy, we absolutely positively have to learn how to read and write and estimate and do arithmetic.
Yes, most definitely. Those are just the cores. It's the, you know, three R's that we need to teach our children, and it just seems to not be an emphasis anymore. And that's just kind of sad.
How do your children compare to those who were in the public training camps? What do you see as a difference?
Well, they understand history a lot better, considering that we're teaching history at home, and in schools they teach something called social studies, which if you research it, it's not really history, and it's more indoctrination, in my opinion. But I ask the children, you know, their public school friends sometimes different questions about history, and they look at me kind of funny, and my kids can rattle off different events in history, so that's always nice. When we took a tour the other day, and the tour guide asked a couple of questions, do you know this date or, you know, that kind of thing, and my kids were the ones that raised their hands and answered the questions, and so that's always, you know, makes me feel good that they're absorbing that information.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I see. And science, too, some different, because they get more hands-on science instead of just theoretical and pictures. They can actually manipulate things and do different experiments, so they understand the concepts a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. So when we come back on the other side of the next break, Mason and Matthew are going to ask questions, physical questions of experiments that they've performed in their science class at home school, at their home school, which is at home, and what they've observed, and they want to know why. They want to know why these things happen. They've experienced them. They've done, for example, a Galileo experiment about acceleration and something that happened 425 years ago. They tried it, and they experienced the same results as Galileo. They want to know why. So that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. So, Mason, you're up first, then Matthew, then Mason, then Matthew, and we'll alternate back and forth. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's was, Rick, I've never heard you so quiet.
Well, I'm just listening, and I'm getting ready for a lot of things.
Okay, and when we come back, tell us once more when we can go see you. And it's coming up really, really soon. Rick Miller in person. We'll be right back with Missy, Mason, and Matthew.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.